from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Archie Kimbrough III, age 56 at the time of this interview.
I was born here in Pittsburgh in January 19th, 1959. Initially was on the hill. Sixth grade, we moved over into Chartiers area. I have a brother who's a year and a half younger than me. He's actually a pastor down in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we were growing up, the things that my family stressed was education, church, and family. That was the important things for us growing up. My biggest mentor actually is my younger brother. Even now, when I'm thinking about things, a variety of things from work, family, business, I'll usually run things by him. And he's been a mentor to me and really helps me because he knows me very deeply and personally. And he's able to really get a bigger picture of things and help me make good decisions, wise decisions, godly decisions. Very active in the community. Love interacting, playing sports and stuff with my friends, and was active in our church. Matter of fact, my mother was a Sunday school superintendent, and she would be there longer than the pastor. So one of the things that kind of chuckle at now is that when I go back and I look at my childhood, and I tell the story that growing up, we was in church so much, I said when I got 18, I was never going back to church again. That obviously has not been the case, but that was the foundation that my parents had set for us. I was active in sports. Push myself academically because I had a desire at that time in ninth grade. I wanted to be an engineer. I made up my mind to be an engineer in ninth grade. And so I matriculated from Langley, wound up going to the University of Pittsburgh. I was there a few years. I got 3 engineering degrees from Pitt. And so that was very interesting and challenging, but very rewarding. A neighbor of mine, he was an accountant, but he wound up being one of my first mentors. I used to go over his house all the time. We used to play chess and talk and fellowship. And he was very encouraging in terms of me, my growth and development. But one of the things he did, which really blessed me and really helped me, was that I wanted to be an engineer at a young age. And so what he was able to do, he gave me the plans to his house and allowed me to review them and draw them and learn about how to build houses. So he was very supportive and encouraging of that. I have his picture and his name plaque from his desk. He's passed away, gone on now, but in my office at home. So something I always remember. But that was some of the foundational things, mentors I've had. I have a varied occupation, but I would consider myself an engineer / entrepreneur and business owner. I owned several child care centers, my wife and I, in the area. I worked in corporate America for quite a few years, initially with Westinghouse Electric Corporation. And then I went to work for General Motors, built cars, Corvettes and stuff like that. Did that for a while, then I got homesick, and then I came back to Pittsburgh, and then I wound up going to graduate school. Then I went to work for Allegheny Ludlum Steel Company there. And then from there, I decided to go out on my own. I always had this entrepreneurial spirit. I established a consulting engineering firm, Artie Engineering. And then also, I had some desire into real estate development and buildings and stuff like that. And then that led me to when I partnered up with my wife and we started the daycare centers. I initially was in charge of the buildings, getting them renovated, fixed up, and converted into child care centers. I did move around a little bit, but eventually came back to Pittsburgh and came home where I grew up and try to make a difference in the community and some of the young people's lives. But in the neighborhood, there's been quite a few changes. Unfortunately, one of the things that really impacted us on a negative note was the school closings, school transition. That has really impacted the community. There's been a lot of closings of services, the bank, the post office. But there's been a few diehard soldiers and like myself and others that have been here working very diligently to try to maintain some of the positive things and good things here. We've been running these child care centers and learning centers over here for 20 years. This is our 20th year. I think I'm very successful in a lot of ways, but it might not be the same success that somebody else sees or values. And my life has been richly blessed in ways that I never even imagined. I'm finishing up a master's degree in organizational leadership at Geneva College. Secret to success, I would think the first thing as a man of God, as a man of faith, that would be key with me is to understand who we are, why we're here, and what our life purpose is. That will help you on the road to success. I always have goals. My parents stressed the fact that you always want to dream big, plan big, set some goals and work towards them. One of the goals I have is to, my son's in engineering school, my oldest son, he's at Penn State. And I would like to someday maybe do some work with him as an engineer. A more immediate goal, I'm trying to pursue purchasing Sheridan Elementary School, school right around the corner from here, and looking at making that into expanding our childcare services, but also making it to a community center and adding some programs here for young men like yourself. Take the initiative to search some people out that might be doing some of the things you think you might like to do and be open-minded and have the flexibility to know that you don't have to get it all right perfectly right now, that it's a process and you're growing. That's part of your growing and maturing process. To identify certain individuals that you would want to be like, and not like Michael Jordan, but just be like and kind of hang out with them a little bit and see what they do, how they do it, and get some advice from them.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Sean Beasley and Dorian Butler. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.